Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Redefining Wellness Podcast. It's your girl, Neek, and I hope that you are feeling wonderful, awesome, and amazing, and all the things that makes you you. Thank y'all for coming back to this podcast that is here to help you redefine the way that you view wellness one episode at a time so that you can be healthy in your own unique way, so that you can take up as much space on this earth unapologetically. Thank you for coming back to another episode, y'all. I really hope that you're doing great, y'all. Your girl is finally 35. It is. Yesterday was my 35th birthday. So this episode is coming out today, Tuesday. I still can't believe that I can believe that I'm 35. Like, thank God, by the grace of God, you know, I get another year on this earth to cut up and to be a lot and to be my special self. But I hope that y'all are doing great. This week's episode, I am going to be talking about how my wellness has had to change from 34 to 35. But before we do that, do not forget that if you are hearing my ears in your earbuds, your speakers, your Bluetooth speakers, make sure that you like, share, subscribe, rate, and review, because my goal this year is the growth of this wonderful show. I know that it has touched so many people and it has done so many things for so many people as well. And my hope is to grow so that it can touch even more people so that they can feel that safety that they truly can be well in their own way. But nonetheless, let's get into this week's episode. So y'all know that I love to do a new little segment called Song of the Week or Album of the Week. For me, this week's Song of the Week is Million Dollar Baby, the VHS version by Tommy Richmond. I found this song on TikTok. So on TikTok right now, they are doing this Black Wife effect. And the song that they're using for that trend is a bop. The beat is awesome. I'm mad it's not longer. I've realized that a lot of songs nowadays are no more than like 2.5 to 3 minutes, which honestly makes it really difficult for me as a cycle instructor. But the beat of the song and the vocals, if you haven't listened to it yet, you need to. But that song, let me see if I can like play. I don't want to get like kicked off of the socials of media or anything, but let me play a little bit for y'all. That beat of that song to me, it just is such a bop to me. It is. And literally when I heard it on TikTok, I kept watching the trend, the Black Wife effect on there, because I just wanted to keep hearing a song. And then I was like, okay, please let this actually be a real thing. Y'all, I put it in my cycle routine last week, like everything. Shout out to that man, because he really did something. But quick segue, with this Black Wife effect that I've been seeing on TikTok, it's mostly been a trend that white men have been doing to show their glow up once they got with Black women, right? There are a lot of people that really enjoy it and they're like, yes, there's nothing like having a Black woman. And then there are a lot of people that strongly feel a ways about the trend because they feel like it is, because, you know, some people don't like interracial relationships. Me personally, I could give a fuck. And I'm seeing these men turn into snow daddies. And I'm like, whoa, where mine at? But a lot of people feel a ways about it. I truly don't feel a ways. But if you want to check it out and see what they're talking about, there are also Black men that are doing this trend as well. So it's not just relegated to white men. There are Black men that are doing it too. But I thought it was really beautiful for to see people like really prop up, not prop up, that's not a good word, but to big up their wife or their woman, you know, for helping them to be a better version of themselves. But check it out. It's on TikTok and it is on a few people's Instagrams also. What is Neek watching this week? I haven't watched anything new. But my cousin actually just told me yesterday that I need to check out that Baby Reindeer show. If anybody else has watched it, please write into the show because I want to know, like, is it really that good? The last thing that I watched on Netflix that wasn't a documentary that I thought was really good was Beef. Beef was, first of all, I love Ali Wong anyway. I loved her movie, Always Be My Maybe. She's just amazing. But that's the last movie or show that I can remember watching. So tell me, if Baby Reindeer is good, should I be watching it? What were your likes? What were your dislikes? Write into the show. Y'all know how to do that. RedefiningWellnessPod@gmail.com. Also, if you would like to submit a song of the week or an album of the week, I would love to play it on the show and shout you out at the same time. So you can use the same email address, write into your girl, and get talked about on the show. All right, y'all. And then y'all know one of my favorite segments that I think that's helped a lot of people since I started doing it, but it's, so my therapist said. So me and my therapist have been like, I don't want to say a relationship. That's weird. I've been seeing my therapist for almost a year and it has been one of the spaces where I feel like I can truly say 100% how I feel. And not worry about hurting people's feelings and not like, you know what I'm saying? Like I can literally talk about myself. I can talk about everything. I can talk about everyone. And one of the things that my therapist has told me throughout my journey over the last 9 months is, Neek, you have to stop expecting yourself and other people. Just because you would handle something one way doesn't mean that everyone's going to handle it the same way that you would handle it. You have to go into situations understanding that it could go one of two, even three ways, but it's not going to go the way that you think it's always going to go. I tend to, literally because I'm so, I don't want to say I'm nonchalant about things, but like one thing that my cousin told me, also I'm getting very close with my cousins. So y'all are going to hear me talk about my cousins a lot on this show. As well as I'm hoping to do an episode with my cousins, because we all didn't grow up together and we are recultivating a relationship with each other as adults. Well, they all grew up together. I didn't grow up with them, but that's another story for another time. But one of my cousins said, like, you know, y'all be trying to tell Antony, like, stuff. Like, Antony is going to side with y'all when she really don't give a fuck. It's like, I do, but I don't. I'm very much like, I don't like to force people to go off of my narrative. Or I don't like to force people to do something that's outside of them. And If you're upset about something, or if you feel a way, I'm like, hey, you're allowed to feel a way about something. Like, I'm not going to get all up in arms with you, or, you know, or I'm not too shocked or outraged by a lot of things because I know that people going to do what people do, right? But for me, when the way that I react to things or the way that I respond to things, sometimes I think that everyone should react and respond to things the way that I do. And I have to remember that that's not realistic. You know what I mean? I always, like, if I surprise someone with something, and I have to stop saying I always, that's also something my therapist told me to stop doing. Or even when I'm talking to someone and I say, you always, she said, stop doing that. But I've noticed that if I am being vulnerable with someone, I expect you to be vulnerable back. Or if I get you something or, you know, do something that's super heartfelt, I expect for you to do it back. But in return for me, if someone compliments me on something, I feel like I have to find something to compliment them on as well. And my therapist told me to stop doing that also. And also my coach that I had for several years, shout out to E, told me the same thing. She was like, you don't have to, just because someone gives you a compliment, you can just say thank you and keep it moving. You don't have to dig to find something to also compliment somebody on, right? And I know that that was a lot in So My Therapist Said, but it segues into something really great. For me, what gets really hard is I get, and especially because of my birthday, not even just fully my birthday, but just my friends pour so much into me. They're always telling me, you know, their feelings about me, their thoughts and, you know, affirmations and stuff. And so then I'm like, dang, in this moment, I feel like I have to return the favor and do something. And it causes me a little bit of anxiety and I start to get overwhelmed and I want to make everybody feel special and all of these things. And my therapist was like, no, just sit there and take it. It's okay if you don't have anything to give in return at that moment. Just accept it. Just receive it. But also don't feel like you have to go out of your way to make someone feel special. Like, don't overexert yourself to do certain things. You know what I mean? So with today being my birthday, shout out to my birthday twin, Jabrisha. She had actually posted a something. It was like, hey, do not post me on Instagram. Don't tell me her birthday on Instagram. She's like, it's really overwhelming. Like, please don't do it. I appreciate all the texts, all the calls, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, a lot of people were messaging me on Instagram. And I was like, oh my God, I'm getting Instagram messages. I'm getting Facebook messages. I'm getting text messages. I'm getting calls. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a lot. So I messaged Jabrisha and I was like, twin, I'm really overwhelmed. She was like, I told you. So it can be overwhelming. And I was also telling one of my sorors too, like, it can be very overwhelming for me nowadays to have so much even love thrown at me because I feel kind of bad to be receiving so much of it. And I feel like I don't have the same amount that's being thrown at me to give back. I hope that makes sense. But I struggle with that sometimes. And those are some things that I'm like really learning to work on, is to not expect me and other people. And also to not feel obligated to quickly reciprocate what I receive, and that it's okay for me to just receive and to not reciprocate. So I actually have therapy tomorrow, and me and my therapist are more than likely going to talk about my birthday and how I received everything and, you know, all of that great stuff. But if you have a So My Therapist Said that you would love to share, please write into the show, redefiningwellnesspod@gmail.com. Also, if you have any other comments or concerns, or if you just want to tell me how great the show is, you want to tell me to stop doing something or to start implementing something, I am so open to suggestions, all of that great stuff. Like I told y'all, I am trying to grow this show so that it can be what my audience wants to hear, right? But also be the type of content that I want to put out as well. So your girl is alive and 35. So, oh my goodness. I, like so many people, maybe not like so many people. Again, here I go assuming and expecting me and other people. But for me, turning 35, this was an age that I didn't imagine as a child. And I don't say this to say that, oh my gosh, I didn't think I would make it to 35. No. I say it because I remember being 8 years old in the third grade. And one of my favorite shows at that age was Moesha. And I just knew that I was going to grow up and I was going to be Moesha. Like, I knew that. I was 8. I think Moesha's character was like 16, 17. So at 8, it's like, oh my gosh, they're grown-ups, right? And I just knew that I would dress like them and look like them and be like them by the time I turned 16. So then at that same age, when I was 8, I started kind of envisioning what I would be at like 21, at 25. By that time, what I would be like when I got to my parents' age. Because when I was 8, my mom was 33 and my dad was 30. And, excuse me, I didn't really imagine myself at 30 and 33. Shit, I didn't imagine myself at 35. In my mind, I stopped at 25. And I thought like, oh, I'm going to have a child by the time I'm 23, 24. And I'm going to be married by the time I'm 23, 24. Like, I thought that that was kind of it. I didn't really see anything past that. You know what I'm saying? So for me to be 35, to be in my mid-30s, and I'm not doing any of the things that my 8-year-old self thought that I would be doing. If I had gone along with my 8-year-old self's life plan, I would have either a 12 or 10-year-old. I would have been married for like 10 to 12 years. But I didn't even have like a career in thought. I had nothing outside of that. Right. And so being at this age now, and, you know, I'm like, dang, I'm not really like, dang, but I think from a societal standpoint, I'm like, wow, I'm 35. I don't have any children. I'm not married. I don't own a home. I'm sleeping in my parents' basement. Like, my life is so unorthodox compared to what I thought it was going to be. Right. But one of the things that I'm blessed with is that I've had so many experiences up to this point. Looking back at 34 to 35, going into my 34th birthday, I was so sad. I was so sad because I knew I was going to get fired from a job, but I was getting fired from a job that I hated. I had just started therapy with a different therapist. I was terrified because I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to make any money because I'm getting fired from this job. I was in Tampa staying with one of my really good girlfriends, just like visiting her. But I was so sad. I was so, so sad. My business wasn't doing well. I hadn't started the podcast yet. It was a lot going on. And so now, as I go through 34 into 35, so many great things happened that I'm really happy that one of my girlfriends told me. She said, you need to sit down and look at all of the great things you accomplished just at 34. I restarted the show, and I had teeter-tottered for many months about if I was going to bring the show back, and the fears of what if nobody listens? What if it doesn't get the results that the Uniquely Fit podcast got? Because that podcast did really well in the time that I did it. I think that at the and maybe now things are different because everybody and their mom has a podcast. And when I first started the Uniquely Fit podcast, not a lot of people had shows. But that show did so good that I was scared of either not doing as good or that I wouldn't be able to handle surpassing what that show was able to do, right? Also, I had moved back home at 34, and I had to go through all of the mental hoops of being back home, being with my parents. You know, I had been independent, you know, for 6 years at that point. I'd moved out the last time. I was able to start house sitting again. So I started house and pet sitting again, and I was putting a little money in my pocket. You know, I closed the chapter on Mexico and fully moved back home. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, y'all, I miss Mexico every single day. I am, I would prefer to live there, not just because of the weather, but the hustle and the bustle here is a lot. The food here is 1,000% different. Like, the food here is not as good as Mexico. The availability of fruit is so much better. The people are not like I said, they're not hustling and bustling. Yeah, they have rush hour traffic and stuff in the city that I was in, but it's not the same. And one of the things me and my therapist have talked about was like, how do I live abroad again? She actually lives abroad. She lives in Africa. But 34, I started working again. And I had so many different opportunities for so many different jobs, but God was like, yeah, no, you're not doing any of those. You are here on this earth. I put you here. I have ordained you here to do fitness and wellness. So that's what you're going to do. I retook my personal training license, which I passed that first time. And then here I am, May 14th, 2024. I'm back at Orange Theory. I am back at Sweet Sport Teaching Cycle. Shout out to the owner, my owner, Maria, for still wanting me. And I say that, I don't say that like I was a troublemaker, but when I came back to Orange Theory, she messaged me immediately and she said, hey, your 12 o'clock classes on Fridays and your Sunday classes miss you. Do you want those back? She was like, come on back. And she was like, basically, my arms are always open wide for you. You always have a place here. Like, never feel like you don't belong here. You don't have a place here, which was music to my ears because Cycle is my true first love. I absolutely love teaching Cycle. I love being a table shaker when it comes to that mode of exercise because I have helped so many people be more into Cycle just from me being on that bike. So I will always, always love Cycle. But I'm here. I'm Gymnique again, as one of my girlfriends said. And what 34 has taught me as I go into 35 is that I can't run away from who I truly am. And it's okay to just be who I truly am. And I tried to run away from Gymnique and I talked about it on social media. I ran away from her because I felt like I wasn't good enough to be her because I don't look like, quote unquote, how a gym person would look. I don't do the fitness aesthetic that all the other girls do. Like, I have cute stuff, but I'm rebuilding myself. So I'm wearing a lot of older clothes, you know, that I've had for years. Thank goodness they're all able to still fit and, you know, they aren't ripped up and stuff like that. But I just didn't feel like I was that person because social media just sucks you up into so much. You know what I mean? But I feel like in 34 going to 35, I got my identity back. I got who I truly am back. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, starting 35, I found out that I have gallstones. So that's always fun. But no, it actually was a horrible experience. And I'm like, damn, am I now that middle 30s person where I'm like, oh, I haven't eaten these things in years? Like, I remember on Freaky Friday, the one with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, and they had switched. And so Jamie Lee Curtis she's in Lindsay Lohan's body. They're driving in the car. And she's like, you can't eat those french fries because they're going to go into your mouth and into my thighs. And so then she gets a french fry. She eats one. She's like, oh, my first french fry in 12 years. I said, oh, like literally when these gallstones happened and they said I can't eat like fried food and greasy food, I was like, what? That means I can never have french fries again. But everything in moderation, y'all. Literally, I think what happened to me was I overdid it last week because I didn't go to the grocery store and I was trying to find quick available things to eat. And a lot of those things were a little greasy and a little bit more fattening. And, you know, then I had the worst experience of pain that I've ever had in my life. But it was like a welcome to 35, girl. But coming into this age and coming into this birthday, I feel like this has been probably the best birthday since I turned 30. And maybe because this is a milestone birthday, just like 30 was. This has been such a good birthday. It was everything that I didn't think I needed. Like, I thought I was going to go work out. I'm like, oh, I'm going to Orange Theory. I'm going to go work out. Nope, I slept. I laid in the bed until about maybe 8 something. And I made myself a yogurt bowl. And then I went to Starbucks to get my free Starbucks. I had one client. Then I walked down to get some sushi for lunch. And then I took the bus home and I took a nap. My parents got me cake and ice cream. My brother and my sister-in-law took me out to dinner. I got so many calls, so many text messages, so many Instagram messages, Facebook messages. And I truly believe in my heart that this year, this is like, okay, you have 5 more years until 40. This is going to be like a big time warp. It's going to be a quantum leap, if you will. One of my girlfriends told me some months ago, she said, you need to write out a 5-year goals that you want to complete within the next 5 years. And to be honest, I don't have the typical goals of, oh, I want to get married. Oh, I want to have children. I just want to get out of debt. I think a lot of us want to get out of debt. And I want to live a life that truly feels satisfying, a life that truly feels like glowing and is in the path that I'm supposed to be in, according to God. I feel like these next 5 years is really going to be me making an impact on so many people and really inspiring and really doing so many things. And I'm excited for what at least this next year of my life is going to be and what it looks like. And it's going to really take some grind time, which, but I'm going to be doing it a lot differently this time. Grind time is going to look so different now than what it looked 5 years ago. 5 years ago, grind time was hell. It was hell. I was personal training all over the place. I was running all over the city. Not saying that I'm not doing that now, but I think that whatever it is that I do, God is going to like slow me down when I need to. Like, I thought one gig that I currently have, I thought I was going to keep that for a while, but then my supervisor said, hey, they actually don't need you anymore. So I took my hands off of it. I said, okay, you know, thanks. And I'm not going to look for anything to replace that. I'm going to do what it is needed of me to do, but in the way that God wants me to do it. And I'm excited. I'm so excited. Because I am a beautiful, thriving 35-year-old woman. I am special. I'm wonderful. I'm amazing. I'm awesome. I'm kind. I am giving. I'm thoughtful. I'm so many things. And I'm just really excited to really show that by just being myself. I spent so many years trying to not necessarily convince people that I was those things, but I kind of tap danced, you know, I people pleased, you know, whereas now I just want to exist. And by me existing, that is going to show who I am and what I am. You know what I'm saying? But turning this age, I could have been depressed like I was last year. I could have been sad that I did not hit these specific life, the societal life milestones, but I'm blessed that I have my health at whatever point that it's at. I have my family. I have amazing friends. I have some way of making some kind of coin. And I have God over me, protecting me through everything that I do. And I really think that these next couple of years is going to be my soft girl era, but in my own way. You know what I mean? Soft girl in a sense of I'm really setting boundaries. I'm really going to take my time before I say yes. That's something I really know that I need to work on. I'm going to put myself out there. I'm going to have experiences. Like, I have a list of 150 things that I want to do this year. And my goal is to check off a whole bunch of those things. I'm going to, you know, ask for things. I'm going to network. I'm going to do my best to do all of those things this year. When I say that I know in my heart a quantum leap is about to happen with me in ways that I've never thought that I would experience it, whew, it's coming. It's definitely coming. Because the person that I am now is setting me up for the woman and the person that I'll be when I turn 40. So 35, I'm ready for you. I've been excited for you. 35 sounds like a number to some people, but for me, it feels like, yes, like I'm doing the things and I'm here and I'm moving in this earth and I'm just, and I don't look 35. I do not look 35. I think that's the other thing that makes me feel great about myself is I do not look like I am 35. And so many things are getting ready to happen for me in just the next couple of weeks. So thank you all again for all of the birthday wishes. thank you again for all the kind messages that everyone has left me over this last like 24 hours. And thank you also for listening to the show. I pray that by the time I turn 36, that a lot of great things happen for this podcast. And not just for me, but for the wonderful, the super awesome people that I interview. I pray that so many great things happen for them as well. I have so many episodes in the vault, y'all, like so many episodes that are coming out in front of you. Make sure that you follow the show on the gram at Redefining Wellness Pod. Follow me at Hey Neek V. If you have comments, questions, or concerns, or you would like to contribute to one of the segments of the show, just email redefiningwellnesspod@gmail.com. Please do not forget to like, rate, review, subscribe, share with a friend. And more importantly, if you would love to be a super awesome supporter, ooh, look what I did there, super awesome supporter, you can tap on the episode description for today and you can buy me a cup of coffee, whether it's 1 cup, 2 cups, 10 cups, 15 cups, buy me a cup of coffee so that it can go towards the further production of this show. I have a few things that I really want to do for the show. I've talked about getting me recording a theme song that takes money. I have also talked about possibly doing visual episodes that takes money. Okay. And my big goal is to be picked up by a podcast production company. And if I don't do that, I'm going to form my own podcast production company and I'm going to do all of the great things by myself. So whatever God has in store for me, for this show, all of the things are going to happen. And I just appreciate everyone for being super awesome supporters of this show. And no matter what age you are turning this year, no matter where you're currently standing, know that you are meant to be in the space that you're meant to be in, but it is up to you about where you go moving forward. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode, and thank you for being uniquely fit. See ya.